The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, January 14, 2018, is from the Book of Daniel, Chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Hear now the Word of the Lord from the New International Version, Daniel Chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace so hot, that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisers, "Weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, Your Majesty." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisers crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was their hair on their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command, and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." International Bible Lessons Commentary, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, Daniel, Chapter 3, Verses 19 to 28, New International Version, January 14, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Daniel 3:19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual. If their jealous political enemies, whom they now outranked in the Babylonian court, see Daniel chapter 1, verse 20, and Daniel chapter 3, verse 8, had not told him, Nebuchadnezzar probably would never have known that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had disobeyed him and not bowed before his statue or idol. When they declared that they would only worship the one true God, Nebuchadnezzar became enraged and ordered that they be thrown into the fiery furnace, which was to be made perfectly or completely hot, the meaning of 7 times hotter. With respect for the king's office as an earthly ruler over them, they tactfully told the king that God was greater than the king, for God could save them from the blazing fire, and they would obey God whenever the king's laws conflicted with God's law. They declared, quote, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. God was able to, and did publicly, deliver them from Nebuchadnezzar's hand. God enabled them to live through the blazing fire on earth for all to see, thereby delivering them from Nebuchadnezzar's hand. God could have chosen to deliver them from Nebuchadnezzar's hand by taking them from earth to heaven to live with him forever. But God had a higher purpose and plans for them on earth. See Daniel chapter 3, verse 28. They chose to let God decide their future one way or the other, and they have become an example for all people because they chose to obey God's law regardless of the consequences. You shall have no other gods before me, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 7. Daniel 3:20, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. Perhaps anticipating a struggle of resistance, Nebuchadnezzar commanded some of his strongest soldiers to throw them into the fire. These strong soldiers might have been nearby bodyguards within hearing distance of the enraged king. Daniel 3:21. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. In haste to obey the king as quickly as possible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were bound fully clothed and thrown into the blazing furnace. With respect for their dignity as his servants, God may have internally restrained the soldiers from dishonoring them. They may have even earned the respect of the soldiers for their bravery in defying the king, whom they did not defy. Daniel 3:22. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace so hot, that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fire was completely hot, so hot these strong soldiers were killed as they tossed the bound man into the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not survive the fire because they were stronger than others. They survived by the grace of God. Daniel 3:23. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could not have physically survived the fiery furnace without divine assistance. They were firmly bound and could not escape by running away. They should have been killed instantly and burned to ashes. Daniel 3:24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement, and asked his advisers, "Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, your majesty." King Nebuchadnezzar could not believe his eyes when he saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego unharmed by the fire that had just moments before had killed some of his strongest soldiers. Daniel 3:25. He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." King Nebuchadnezzar saw four men instead of three. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could walk in the flames because of the fourth man, who looked like a son of the gods, to use King Nebuchadnezzar's only way of describing what he saw. A son of the gods has been variously explained as an angel, or as the Son of God in human form prior to his coming to earth in human flesh. Perhaps a Christophany, which is defined as an appearance or non-physical manifestation of Christ. In any event, God saved them and gave Nebuchadnezzar the opportunity to see how God's power saved them rather than just having them walk around in the furnace by themselves before walking out of the furnace unharmed. Daniel 3:26. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. Nebuchadnezzar called for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to come out of the furnace. He did not call for the fourth person to come out, probably because he rightly understood the fourth person could become a personal problem for him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and his subjects called Nebuchadnezzar, "Your Majesty," and in arrogance he had asked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "What God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" Daniel 3:15. He received his answer when he saw the fourth person walking with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace. Our God is greater and more powerful than any human ruler, and Nebuchadnezzar came to acknowledge that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego served the Most High God, and he came to understand why they would want to rightly worship the Most High God only. Most probably, the Most High God title for God is used by Nebuchadnezzar to mean that the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is above all other gods, not the only God. In the New Testament, the title Most High God is sometimes used by demons speaking through people. See Mark chapter 5, verse 7. Rather than Most High God, the more acceptable title for God in the Old Testament seems to be God Most High. In Psalms 7:10, we read, quote, "My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart." And in Psalms 78:35, we read, quote, "They remembered that God was their rock, that God Most High was their Redeemer." Referring to the Old Testament, the New Testament uses God Most High once. Quote, "This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham, returning from the defeat of the kings, and blessed him." Hebrews 7:1. See also Genesis chapter 14. Daniel 3:27. And the satraps, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was the hair on their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. A satrap was a provincial governor in the Persian Empire. A prefect was a chief officer or senior magistrate. The astrologers were not mentioned. They were the ones who had jealously accused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego of not obeying the king. Therefore, they most probably would not have wanted to crowd around the king. See Daniel chapter 3, verse 8. These astrologers were the same people that Daniel had previously saved from death. See Daniel chapter 2. Not only did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk out of the fire with the Lord's protection of their bodies and their clothing, they were completely unharmed, without even the trace of smoke upon them. Daniel 3:28. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." Because Nebuchadnezzar knew that only a true God could save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire and from his hand, He praised their God. He did not call their God his God, for he had not converted to their Jewish faith. Nebuchadnezzar called the fourth person, who he said looked like a son of the gods, an angel, which was his best guess. He was also amazed that they were willing to refuse his command and willing to die because of their trust in God, a trust that led them to refuse to serve, bow down before, or even pretend to worship any other god. Then Nebuchadnezzar made it legal throughout his kingdom to worship the god of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. See Daniel chapter 3, verse 29. From this fact alone, we know why God saved them from the fiery furnace. Instead of compelling everyone to bow down before his giant statue, Nebuchadnezzar made a new law. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces, and their houses be burned into piles of rubble. For no other God can save in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. See Daniel chapter 3, verses 29 through 30. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refuse to do? See Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. 2. What did Nebuchadnezzar say and do when they refused to obey him? 3. What did Nebuchadnezzar see in the furnace? 4. What title did Nebuchadnezzar use for God? What do you think that title might have meant to him? 5. Did God have good reasons for saving Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace? What are some of the good things that came from their experience? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Courageous Faith Leads to Believing, January 14, 2018. Daniel 3:28. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own." After Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down before the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had made, he had them thrown into a fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement because he saw one like a son of the gods walking with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the flames of the furnace. He called to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego for them to come out of the furnace, and they walked out without even the smell of smoke on their clothing. From this miracle, King Nebuchadnezzar concluded that their God was the Most High God. Furthermore, King Nebuchadnezzar came to believe that their God was worthy of his praise. Because God's servants were willing to defy King Nebuchadnezzar, even after he had threatened them and said no God could deliver them from his hands, and because God delivered them, he acknowledged the greatness of God. King Nebuchadnezzar could not imagine anyone would be willing to give up their lives rather than serve or make the appearance of worshiping his statue to save themselves. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted in God alone. They knew God would save them from death in this life, or save them from death by taking them to heaven. For good reasons, God worked a miracle in their behalf and in behalf of all his people. For King Nebuchadnezzar made a law that anyone could worship God anywhere in his kingdom without fear of persecution. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.